One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls, or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
Hi, friends. Welcome to the Here's My Story channel. I'm Lucas. This is my best friend, Aide. We both started school at the beginning of the term. Neither of us had any friends because we were both new. At first, we sort of felt like we had to stick together. But when we realized that we were getting along well, our obligatory friendship became real. One night, I heard a sound while getting ready for bed. At first, I didn't know what it was.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
When I heard another clank, I realized it was coming from the window. When I opened it, I looked down and saw Aide. Aide loves surprises, so I thought this was one of his funny games. I opened the window wide and said with a laugh, "Hey, you realize I'm not Rapunzel, right? I don't have long hair I can let down, so there's no way you can climb up to my castle." But I was shocked to hear the panic in Aide's voice. "Bro, open the door, please, hurry! I need to come in now!" I went downstairs to let him in. He was panting, so I figured he'd been running for a while. Was he running away from someone? Aide is my best friend, but I have to admit that there's something odd about him. For example, he comes to our place all the time, but he's never invited me to his house. Not even once. I didn't even know where in the city he lived.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Once I asked him what his father did for a living. He didn't answer. I thought he didn't hear me, so I repeated my question. He just stared at me absentmindedly. "Which is faster, Flash or Superman? Who would beat who?" he asked. It was a weird change of subject, but I answered, "Definitely Flash." Obviously, he didn't want to talk about his parents, so I didn't push him. I gave Aide a glass of water and led him up to my room. He held the side of his belly. "I've been running for an hour. I'm exhausted. I almost collapsed to the ground," he said as he sat down. I was so worried I forgot to answer. Aide snapped me to attention. "Are you going to ask me why I was running?" "Would you even tell me if I did?" I asked. He laughed. "I realize I can be mysterious sometimes, but I'm not that closed off. Of course I will. I was running from some people." I asked him, "From who?" He looked at me dead in the eyes and said, "Let's say from now on until the end of your life, you can only eat one food. What food would that be? Pick one."
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
He got me again. I shouldn't have asked. I knew you were going to hit me with your weird questions. I laughed as I fake punched his shoulder. Aide laughed back and removed his phone from his backpack. Forgot it's dead, he groaned. That's why I couldn't tell you I was coming. You got a charger? We talked about everything and nothing the rest of the night, just like we always did, laughing so hard at each other's jokes it hurt. Can I stay over? Aide asked. You know you don't have to ask, I replied. When I woke up the following day, he was gone, but he'd left his phone behind, along with a note. Forgive me, Lucas. I need to act mysterious for a little longer, but I promise to tell you everything. Hold on to my backpack for a bit. You can give them my phone, but please don't let anyone touch the bag. I didn't get it. Why would Aide leave his stuff with me? Plus, who would want his phone? What was he hiding in the bag? You have no right to keep me in the dark like this. I was so annoyed I couldn't help but speak my thoughts as if Aide was right there in front of me. I took the backpack and unzipped it, too curious to stop myself. I needed to know. When I opened the main pocket, I couldn't believe my eyes. It was chock full of money. I'd never seen this much in my entire life. How could Aide have possibly found all this money? Was my best friend a thief? I opened another pocket filled with more bills, but they weren't dollars. I held one up to get a closer look.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
The second I saw the picture on the strange currency, I blinked in confusion. Aide's face. Yes, my best friend Aide had his face printed on money from another country. The name of the currency and the country it belonged to were printed next to his likeness. Shavaku, Nora. I could gather that Shavaku was the country's name and Nora was its currency, but I'd never heard of either of them before. I quickly opened Google to run a search, but I was quickly interrupted. My dad opened my bedroom door with a concerned look on his face.
Lucas, there are people at the door who want to see you.
Who? I asked.
You should come downstairs. It's important you see for yourself,
he replied. My dad was right. I was shocked to see who my visitors were. It had been only 5 minutes since I'd seen my best friend's face on a bill. Now a group of foreign dignitaries and federal agents was questioning me. I went back to my room and sat on my bed, confused about all that was happening. There was a vital decision I needed to make. Think, Lucas, think, I muttered to myself. How was I to know what was right and wrong in this situation? Then I remembered my search on Shavaku. Immediately, I picked up my phone to go online, but it started ringing. I didn't recognize the number. It had been such a crazy morning that I was scared to answer, but I accepted the call and waited for the voice on the other line. Did they come? I was relieved to hear Aide speaking. Yes, they did, I said excitedly. Do they have my phone? Yes, I answered. Good, he said. I knew they were going to track the signal and come pay us a visit. I bought myself some time by removing the SIM card so I could disappear. I put the SIM back in just before I left. I'm sorry I dragged you and your family into this.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
His voice weighed with sadness. An apology from the mighty king of Shavaku. How the tables have turned, I joked. Bro, you're my best friend, Aide chuckled. I was going to tell you everything. I was just waiting for the right time, that's all. Before I could say anything, he added, can you do me one more favor? I need the money in the bag. I can't escape without it. Bring the bag to the bowling alley tonight. We'll be safest in a public place. Yes, Your Majesty, I said in a fake accent. I didn't care if Aide was royalty. I still had to tease him a bit. After I hung up, I opened the backpack again.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
I kept one of the Nora bills with Aide's picture as proof that I was friends with the Prince of Shavaku. Who knows? Maybe I'll tell my grandkids. I noticed a paper scroll between the dollars as I zipped up the bag. I unrolled it to take a look. It was the deed for a diamond mine. There was no doubt in my mind Aide was royalty now. I rushed to the bowling alley. Aide flashed me a shy smile when he saw me. I could tell he was feeling guilty. As I returned his bag, I had to ask, I know now why you left your phone, but I don't get why you didn't want to take the bag with you. Aide said, I'm kind of proud I shook off the agents who were chasing me that night, but it would have caused problems if they had caught me with all that money. I figured I could trust you with it. When he put on the backpack, I realized it was time for him to go, but there was one more thing I needed to do before he left. Please don't be upset with me. I'm doing this for your own good, I said, putting both of my hands up in the air. That was the signal. Suddenly, a group of agents formed a circle around us. Aide's jaw dropped as he struggled to process what was going on.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
And just like that, Aide's mother, the Queen, appeared. Earlier in the day, she had visited our house. She was wearing her native garb, which looked incredibly glamorous. The Queen opened her arms wide. My dear son, I've missed you so much, she said. Aide looked at her with anger in his eyes, but the anger slowly faded as she approached. He ran to his mother and embraced her. He must have missed her a lot. How's father doing? He asked. He's still receiving treatment, she replied. The doctors say he can't travel. Say goodbye to your friend. Your father needs us. Our plane awaits. Stopping Aide from escaping filled me with dread. What if he was mad at me? Aide turned to me. Thanks for doing this for me. I don't think I could have run for the rest of my life. And more importantly, my country and my father need me. He gave me a huge hug and said, My birthday is next month. You're invited. I'll send a private jet to pick you and your family up.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
I was so relieved Aide wasn't mad at me. Of course, Your Majesty. Your wish is my command, I laughed. I'm sure you're curious about why Aide had escaped in the first place. You remember how my dad had walked into my room telling me we had guests just as I was about to Google Shivaku, right? Aid's mother and Shivaku's prime minister had come to visit us. The queen told me everything after introducing herself. Shivaku was a small African country, rich in diamond mines. Aid's father, the king, had suffered a heart attack. Traditionally, Aid would have become king after graduating college. But when his dad got sick, he was forced to take the throne earlier than planned. Aid didn't enjoy being king. He was bored in meetings all day. He had to deal with every issue in the country, one by one. Finally, he'd had enough. One night, he fled to the U.S. and enrolled in public school.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
When the queen and the prime minister found out that the king was missing, they searched the entire globe for him. In the U.S., they worked closely with the FBI. The queen asked me to help them after telling me everything. That's why it was so hard to make a decision. Should I help the queen and Shivaku, or should I keep Aid's secrets? After thinking it over, I knew that Aid would make a great king with enough time. When my family finally visited him for his birthday, I could see Aid was a real king. He lived in a gigantic palace with a magnificent throne and a crown to match. His birthday celebration was legendary. There were parties every night for an entire week, with constant fireworks in the sky every night. I was so proud of my friend when I saw how much his people loved him. As Aid and I walked around the capital city of Shivaku, everyone who saw the young king bowed and wished him a happy birthday. It's incredible to have a king as a best friend, but I think it's priceless.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
For your best friend to be a king who's loved so much by his people.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.